Chapter 190, The Excellence of Waiting for As-Salat, The Prayer. 1061, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Everyone among you will be deemed to be occupied in salat, prayer, constantly, so long as salat, the prayer, detains him from worldly concerns, and nothing prevents him from returning to his family but salat. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith tells us the merits of waiting for salat. As long as a person sits in mosque waiting for salat, all his time is reckoned as being in the state of salat and so eligible for the same reward. 1062. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, The angels supplicate in favor of one of you so long as he remains in the place where he has performed salat, prayer, in a state of wudu. They, the angels, say, O Allah, forgive him. O Allah, have mercy on him. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. This hadith has inducement for sitting in the place where one has performed salat, provided one keeps his wudu intact. When a person does so, angels pray Allah to forgive him and have mercy upon him. 1063. Anas radiallahu anhu reported, Once the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, delayed the night prayer, Isha, till midnight. He, peace be upon him, turned to us after salat, prayer, and said, The people slept after performing their salat, but you who waited will be accounted as engaged in salat throughout the period of your waiting. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. We learn from this hadith that it is an act of merit and reward to sit and wait for the imam and the jama'ah, congregation, and one who does so will be treated as one who is engaged in salat. We also learn from this hadith that if a person performs salat when its time is due, it is quite fair, although in that case he will not get the reward of waiting for the imam and the jama'ah.